Yeah, good and weather camping though.
We got lucky. The forecast was like, yeah, it's going to rain all week, and then it stayed away for the most part. But hey, just a couple of nights playing Yahtzee and cards in the
Yahtzee. Love Yahtzee.
It's the most excited I've seen you all day. I was talking about Yahtzee. Belton Johnson, our football analyst, also on a vacation with the family during the bye week. Calgary you went to, Belton?
Yeah, we went to Calgary, you know, to get some back-to-school shopping there, Jamie. And then on the way back in, we stayed, three nights there in, not Maple Creek, but Cypress Hills.
Cypress Hills.
That's where I was. I was in Cypress Hills on the long weekend. I love that place.
Oh, it's amazing, man. That's, you know, I didn't know. I think before I had left, Jamie Darrell had said it was the second highest point, you know, outside the Rocky Mountains or something like that. It's high up, man.
Wow. You know what I noticed was the lack of bugs.
Oh,
like there was no bugs. Like I don't know what's going on this year.
Bugs. That's a good thing, though, right?
That is a good thing. I'm just you kind of just. I don't know. We camp for years. We took the kids camping all the time, and it's just something you dealt with, right? Like, oh, there's going to be mosquitoes, but there was these huge June bug like things at night when we had the campfire going, and they were attracted to light or something. So that was a little disconcerting, but that was the only real issue we had bugs wise.
Well, I'll tell you a disgusting camping story someday about us stopping Kenosi one year, but. Belton, are you getting excited for this game? I am, with the Tiger Cats coming and the Riders.
This could be a Grey Cup preview, I believe. I'm definitely excited for it. The Riders, you know, they had a chance to rest here, and I will tell you, you know, with the Tiger Cats, you know, Bo Levi, he looks like the second coming of somebody out there, man. Wow.
He looks the second coming of Bo Levi Mitchell. Like, like old Bo is new Bo. Like, it's unbelievable.
Is it Kenny?
Yeah, well, Kenny Lawler helps.
Is he revitalizing his you know?
Well, even last year, Bo was playing well without Kenny. So I think it's Scott Milanovich is what it is.
Okay.
The head coach and coordinator in Hamilton.
There was concerns that he doesn't pick up offenses like when you change things on him. Is that true? Is that the
take
on him?
Well, it took a little while. It took a little while.
It takes a while, yeah.
It took him a while in Hamilton with Scott to get going. But Belton, are you concerned about what happened after the bye week last time for the Rough Riders? It was their only loss of the season came after a bye week to the Calgary Stampeders.
I would be lying if I said I wasn't, you know, but for some reason, I think when they got that dominant win, the way they got it against the Alouettes, I don't know. I feel a little bit more comfortable. The thing that does scare me about the Ticats is one that they lost, right? Last week here. And, you know, I worry about Bo Levi to Kenny Lawler because that seems to have been the Riders' kryptonite, you know, in the past. Kenny Lawler, he's had some huge games against the Riders, right? And, you know, just the way how sometimes the defensive secondary plays those soft zones, you know, that does worry me a little bit.
So that game that they lost, I remember – it was so frustrating to watch, and it's their only loss of the season, so I hate to hyper-focus on it, but it was coming back from the bye, and they just couldn't get their game going. The Riders, it looked like they were stumbling to get their game going, and then they were, you know, they probably didn't settle into the game plan because they were playing catch-up. How important is it this weekend, on Saturday afternoon with the Ticats in town, Belton, to get going quickly, to get a quick start for the Riders?
I'm always for a quick start there, Locke. You know, if you could go ahead and score right off the hop, you know, that just, to me, it takes pressure off of the offense, off the team and everything, and just kind of gets everybody, all right, here we go. We're here, right? And you saw them against what the Alouettes there, the last week the Riders played, the week before that, right? How they that's what you want to do. You want to come out fast. You want to start fast to set the tone. And, you know, what can they do that? Yes, they can do that. And but again, the Ticats, they're no slouch either.
Well, it's interesting how close that game came down to the wire with the Tiger Cats and the Riders. And right after that, the Tiger Cats went on their, what, 5-6 game winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
They went red hot after that loss to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So it's interesting, though, 2-6-3 teams in the CFL right now. Who would you pick is the better one on your power rankings, Hamilton or Calgary?
Oh, man, that's a good one, Jamie. Yeah. I think I would have to say the Stamps, man. Just
really, you know, you're both going with the Stamps.
I'd say the Stamps. Just, you know, Vernon Adams, he's playing MOP type ball, right? And I don't know. I just feel like the Stamps defense, that's been surprising to me as well, right? And
better than Hamilton's. If Vernon Adams Jr. is in the lineup.
Yep.
The Stampeders only have one loss. Their two losses had P.J. Walker filling in and couldn't move the ball at the end of the game, and then he just was awful in that start, was it, in Ottawa.
Hmm.
So,
okay,
where Hamilton's had Bo the whole time at 6-3, Vernon's pretty much only at one loss, I think, is why we're leaning that way. But you would pick with the Bo Levi. Well, of late, they're 6-1 in their last 7 games are the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Well, and the games they are losing, like, they're close games. Like,
yeah.
Right?
Well,
and they put up points too, right? Like, they could throw up some points there.
Highest scoring offense in the Canadian Football League, as we're talking to Belton Johnson, our game day analyst here on the Green Zone, ahead of what could be, well, I think is the game of the week in the CFL with the Riders and the Hamilton Tiger Cats on Saturday. But overall, Belton, I know you were traveling. I was around, so I followed a lot of games on, like, social media and stuff. This past weekend of CFL football was unbelievable. Every single game came down to the last minute, if not the final seconds, to decide. This was just the best week of football we've seen in the CFL in Week 10.
Absolutely it was, Jamie. And, you know, I was keeping track of the games as well, because, you know, every team that I pick, they lost. So, and I was just saying, like, man, how, like, it, they were all that close. And, you know, I don't know what it was about this weekend, but some great football for sure.
That one stat, did you see that one stat about how these games finished? 56 seconds.
Yeah. That's how total time on the clock when the game was decided was 50, or the game winning points were scored, was 56 seconds left. Two was zeros.
Yeah.
One with 15 and one with 41.
I've been checking Luke Wilson's Twitter all day to see if he's making any comments about that.
Hey, that's what makes good football, fellas, when it comes down to those last few seconds, right?
Okay, I'm interested on the hint for the tailgating tip with Sherwood Co-op this Saturday. It is an 11 a.m. beginning for the Green Zone game day. 11 a.m. pregame ahead of the 1 o'clock kickoff for the tailgating tip.
Jamie wants breakfast.
Is it breakfast? Is that the hint?
It's a breakfast food, Jamie.
A breakfast food.
You could go any direction with that, right?
Bacon is a breakfast food.
That's right. Bacon is a breakfast food, Joe.
We'll see what's coming our way on game day. Are you taking the Riders over the Tiger Cats, or have you not made that decision yet?
I haven't made that decision yet, James. I need a couple more days here.
All right. We'll get, of course, Belton Johnson's prediction on Saturday ahead of kickoff. Belton,
this is a tougher week to pick.
It is. I have to register my picks tonight, and I don't want to be quite honest. Belton, have a good rest of your night.
Hey, how we going, fellas?
That is Belton Johnson, our game day analyst here on the Green Zone on this Monday. Of course, Belton and Daryl will join me in studio at 11 a.m. on Saturday ahead of the 1 o'clock kickoff with the Tiger Cats and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Wonder what our audience would pick. Who is the second best team in the league? Hamilton or Calgary right now?
I got Hamilton.
Because they are 6-1 in their last...
And again,
the
games they have lost have been just like tight. Could have gone either way, right?
They've won a couple of those too. So I'd be interested. 1-877-332-8255. Who would you put at number two? Because there's no question who's number one in the Canadian Football League. They're 7-1. They're coming off a bye week. Over 30,000 seats have been sold already. Are they lining up for a sellout at Mosaic Stadium Saturday? The Riders will be back at practice tomorrow. Of course, our Green Zone Rider reporter, Britton Gray, will also be back from vacation to give you the latest on the green and white tomorrow. But still to come on the Green Zone, we're going to get you set for tonight's baseball action at Curry Field. The Red Sox and the Berries in the East Final of the Western Canadian Baseball League. That's coming up at 5:35 on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone on this Monday. Dodging rain clouds around Saskatchewan this afternoon. But if it's raining in your area, it's probably only the last 5 minutes because these systems are cruising around the province.
So is this a wetter summer than past summers?
Feels like it.
Okay.
It is not as hot as it usually is.
Yeah. I heard the newsroom talking about that last week when you were gone, that this didn't feel like it was... A warm summer.
We go camping. Well, it depends how many bye weeks there are in the summer.
Yeah.
Right. For the Riders. But so two this year, we didn't get out the first week. I remember being in that motorhome that does not have air conditioning because you're spoiled if you do. And
you need to get a dish before you get, you need to get a dish so you can watch TV.
I don't want to judge people, but when it's a nice evening and I walk by your gigantic 80-foot trailer and you're just sitting there watching your big screen TV, I'm sorry. I just go, why didn't you just stay home? What are you doing?
I've been trying all day to get you to do this rant.
Like, seriously, you're out there.
Success!
You're out there, and it's, what are you doing? You're just sitting in your trailer. This happened to me this week. You're walking by, and you're like, it's nice. Some people are having campfires.
Is that?
And you're just sitting there watching TV. Like, what?
Is that Happy Gilmore too?
What's the point? Enjoy the outdoors. Clear night. Look at the stars.
Ooh. I saw an epic shooting star the other night, though.
Is it the Perseids around this time of year?
No, that was earlier. We missed it.
That's what you do in the outdoors.
I agree with you.
I've seen your...
my little setup, the little trailer. That's a bed on wheels. You said yours is a bed on wheels? Mine's a bed on wheels. Hey, that's one of those little teardrop things.
You can't even fit a 15-inch television in your camper.
No.
But... Yeah.
And if I went home and I said to my wife, I'd like to get a dish so we can watch TV when we camp, I'm pretty sure she would just ignore me, start packing up, and leave.
Again, it's teach their own. But
someone has to explain the logic to me in that one. In hauling all your stuff and setting it up and getting all the things level just to sit in there and watch television for the weekend.
I did get an update on the Riders game, though, on the long weekend on the Saturday, because I was walking by, because I went to the bathroom and I saw a guy with the TV on, and I went, "What's the score?" They were out watching the Riders game.
Okay, if it's a Rider game, you're forgiven. I get it.
A lot of guys
understand.
A lot of families are taking the dish out there.
You're watching the Food Network on a nice evening in Saskatchewan at a campsite. This makes zero sense to me.
Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. We're going to get an update on tonight's game with Gary Brotzel, president of the Red Sox, because the Red Sox and the Berries, they're going to tangle at Curry Field tonight. Red Sox trying to get to a league championship. Haven't been there in a while. The Berries trying to get to their first, of course, in just their second season. But the Berries need a win. They're facing elimination tonight at Curry Field. And the Riders will be back at practice tomorrow to get set for the Hamilton Tiger Cats following their bye week. Coming up next here on the Green Zone, as mentioned, Gary Brotzel, president of the Red Sox, on a preview of tonight's Game 2 of the Berries and the Sox. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You two are winners, big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
You're a bad person.
Each every day, a champ and chump. Our chump is a champ, by the way. Our chump is a champ.
Yeah, I'm struggling with this today because
19-year-old NASCAR young star in the Xfinity Series, Connor Zelich, he wins the race. Champ. Great. 19-year-old. Rising star in NASCAR. Maybe the next one, so to speak.
Yeah.
What happened after the race? Just...
Can we chump him for falling?
Oh, went down on the cage stand.
Oh, my gosh, he fell.
Very grateful to be able to walk away from that, and I guess I didn't walk away, but very grateful to be walking today, and the collarbone is the extent of the injuries.
He gets the netting out of the window, throws it down. He goes to climb up to the top of the car to celebrate. His foot slipped on the netting. Now, when someone said he broke his collarbone, I was like, oh, okay, he just falls and breaks his collarbone. Like, I thought it was like a stumble and land. And no. His foot catches. He's lucky it's just a collarbone. If he would have gone head first on that cement, it could have been a lot worse.
Ouch. It was so hard to watch.
It is. One of those videos is like, damn.
Yeah. And the worst part about it, too, it happens quickly, but it looked like he fell for 7 minutes. You know what I mean? Because it was like, oh, no, he's going down. Oh, no, he's going down. He's going. And you could tell he knew he was going down.
And he couldn't even brace himself because his foot then caught and he kind of whiplashed him down to the cement. But thankfully it's only a broken collarbone. And as you heard, he didn't really walk away.
He didn't want to drop his Monster Energy drink.
Yeah. Well, product placement. That's probably what. Anyways. Cam Little can be our champ today here on the Green Zone. He's the young kicker for Jacksonville who kicked a 70-yard field goal in preseason football. But it won't officially count as the NFL record because it was a preseason game. But a 70-yard kick.
I had that on the list of conversations to have with Belton, and we didn't get into it. We didn't have time. And as soon as we got out of our conversation with Belton, we got a text from JD. He was like, why didn't you guys bring up the kick? Because he knows how much.
70-yard field goal. It's good from Cam Little. Right down the middle, too. Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. Red Sox Berries tonight at Curry Field in Regina. The Red Sox trying to advance to the league final with a win tonight. The Berries trying to force a game 3 back in Saskatoon. Former Regina Pat Riker Evans just signed a contract extension with the Seattle Kraken, a 2-year deal worth just over $2 million per. And the Ottawa Senators have been approved to buy a parcel of land just west of downtown Ottawa to start building a new rink for the Senators. So that's it for us on this Monday. Great to be back. And we'll be back at it tomorrow at 2 on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.